Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about Simonim. So last week we went through the background a little bit, and we established the following principles, that the idea of Simonim in the Machlokes in the Gemara here, if Simonim are from the Torah or not, Simonim d'oraisa d'rabbanan, based on the Ksais HaChoshen, he learns up in the Ramban, that the reason why Simonim would be d'rabbanan, why shouldn't they be d'oraisa? I mean, a guy accurately told you a simon on the chayfet. So he said, it's not the pshat, because maybe there's two shirts with that simon. So the fact that you are describing one of them is not a raya that this one is yours, because maybe yours fell somewhere else and I have someone else's. That's not the pshat. According to the ktsois says, the pshat is because it does accurately describe the item. But maybe the guy's lying. Maybe it's not his. Because maybe he saw that, maybe two things. Either he guessed it, meaning it's not so specific that you can't guess it. So maybe he guessed the simon. Or maybe the owner had it, and I sit next to him in shul, and when I see that, oh, lost watch, I know that this guy's brand watch is thing. I saw that, you know, he didn't wear a watch yesterday.
Yeah, so
Mamela, I'm going to accurately describe the item because of I saw it by Yenim. So Mamela, it's a chashash ramai. And Mamela, the pasuk that says darsheyu, you have to make sure that the guy's not a ramai. Maybe you need edim. Maybe in order, the responsibility of the shomer aveda is that he can only give it back once someone presents witnesses that the item belongs to him. Presenting with simonim would not be enough. And surely you can't rely on his tvias ayin. Surely you can't rely. The guy says it's mine. He could be totally lying.
But if you just said
if he's a tamal chacham, we said that before that there's no chash mashake, then you could rely on tvias ayin.
But how do you go from relying needing aidim to tvias ayin?
Okay, because that's the Gemara in Chulin. I wanted to show you. Gemara in Chulin wants to know what's better, tvias ayin or simonim. I don't have a simon, but I recognize that this is my item, right? So I have no simon, but I recognize it's mine. So what's stronger, tvias ayin or simonim?
One second. When you say you recognize it, number one, can you prove it?
No.
And number two, if someone else says, no, but I recognize that it's mine, then what? So what kind of tvias ayin is it?
Okay, so what I'm talking about is tvias ayin when there is nobody else that you're fighting against, except for yourself. For example, the Gemara's case in Chulin, why does it come into Chulin? The Gemara's case in Chulin is that I lost a piece of meat, and I found a piece of meat. But I need to know for myself, is this the piece of meat that I lost? Is it kosher? But I don't have a simon on it, but I have tzayin on it. I recognize it, but I don't have a specific simon. And this looks like my stuff. But I don't have a simon. I know, like in the right corner, you know, I left a. I have no simon on it, but it looks mine. So Gemara says it works.
Also, you can't say a simon after you see it. In other words, if you I say I found a talus and you say, oh, I think it might be mine. Let me look at it. And it has six coffee stains. You're like, oh yeah, this is mine because I remember the six coffee stains. You can't now say I have a simon that I know that I saw the six coffee stains that you're showing me now.
Yeah. So obviously, you're only believing him based on tvias ayin. So tvias ayin means that the guy recognizes it. So, is the pshat we don't trust tvias ayin, or we don't assume that people actually recognize their items, or we're just assuming that the guy's lying? So the Gemara says over here, if you look on the back of this page, on the single page. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rava, Mereisha Hava Amina. I always thought that Simana Adif mitvias ayin. A simon is better than tvias ayin. In the top of the page. The simon is better than tvias ayin. I always thought that a simon is better than just recognizing it. Because when we give back an aveda, we have to require a simon. Next page. But we don't give it back based on tvias ayin. But now that I learned this also again, chulin, that I can rely on my own meat. If I have tvias ayin on it, amina tvias ayin adifa, real tvias ayin is better. If that's not true, hech suma mutar beishtoi, ubni adam hech mutar beneshesem balayla. El betvias ayna dekola. Achanam betvias ayna dekola. How does a person recognize their wife? The Gemara has all these cases that maybe that he thought his wife ends up being a different woman. So Tara says, there's a tvias ayna of the koil. The Gemara discusses that.
There's no ma'ar. If somebody would come and say that's not your,
we're not talking about hagufa. We're not talking about error. That's the whole point of this Gemara that I'm trying to show. You know, we're not discussing the error. We're discussing there's no one else that you're fighting against. It's not the issue. The issue is which one more accurately describes the item. The tefias ayin is a better description of the item.
But isn't that
Tosis even says like this? Tosis says. Look at the next right.
I think so.
Tefias ayin is a vaday.
So if a guy thinks he knows, or
not thinks.
If he thinks, it's not his then. Uh-huh. Sure.
Has to be a strong tefias ayin.
Now,
the Gemara says like this. Let's go one line further. Amar b'yitzchak b'reid rav m'shasha teida. He has a very interesting proof that tefias ayin is a better description of the item than simonim. Why? Dahai simna, v'hai simna. If a person comes and says, look, I saw a guy with a yellow shirt, whatever, a yellow shirt with a yellow shirt that had a stamp on the right sleeve, and he pulled out his right hand, and he shot someone, Shimon. And Shimon is dead, and there's another guy wearing that shirt right now. So I have a simon on the guy. Okay? I have something on the guy. Or even more so, it's not a shirt. Let's say he wasn't wearing shoes. So I didn't see who the murderer was, but I saw that he has his left, his toe, you know, is missing a toe. And this guy's missing a toe, whatever. Okay, his toe's funny. So it's a simon. So Zog to Gemara, that hi simon device and cult on Nafsha, loy katlina, we're not going to kill the guy based on an Adim saying this is a simonim. V'ilu amri isan tviyasayin begave. But if a guy comes in and says, Reuven killed Shimon, how do you know it's Reuven? How do I know? I know him. I know that that's Reuven. I have no simonim on him. But I know that that's Reuven. Of course you killed that guy. So obviously, Zok to Gemara, that tviyasayin is stronger than simonim.
Wait, this in both cases.
That's what it says.
In both cases, you're giving us raw completely. You're giving us raw completely on in both cases.
Whatever it is, But we're trying to identify the murderer now. So, what's a better way of identifying him? The guy was 6'4", identifying features, this, that, the other, or just the guy?
Okay, we're not talking about faces.
Fine, but the Gemara's point is
very
the Gemara's point is the Gemara's point is that a tefias ayin be'etzem is a strong identification of the item.
It's more intimate knowledge of the object.
Yeah,
it's a more intimate.
That's what I was saying
object.
Last week. Right, it's if you put 10 talisim on a table, I don't have a sim on my talis, but I can tell you in a second which one is mine. Right, because it's my talis.
When Tamar asks Yehuda to identify objects, she depended upon tefias ayin, right? Because he was a talmid chacham, and as soon as he identified, she didn't ask for simon.
Right.
What if someone else had a stick like that?
No one was stepping up to the plate.
No one stepped up to say that maybe it's a different stick, so we just went with it.
Okay, the problem is, if tefias ayin is so good, it's a frekt Rashi, the obvious kasha, so why do you need simonim? Just go with tefias ayin then. It's fine. Just go with tefias ayin. Dr. Rashi, the top Rashi there in the page, tefias ayin at the kala, shenasin, daita lakir b'kol, ume'aveda lo yafinon, tahasa mishum chimur hamomun chayshinan dilma mishaker. You're right. Of course, tefias ayin is a better identification of the item than simonim. But still, tefias ayin, the guy could lie. It's mine. We have no way of verifying that he's not lying to us.
To the one who owns an object, it's not machria whether this guy's telling the truth or not.
Over here, all the other cases where you're not fighting against anyone.
Death penalty? Maybe he doesn't like the Jew?
No, we're not. There's no chash b'shaker on that. So he's saying, on a normal case, my own meat. You want to know me, myself. Trust my tefias ayin? So of course you could trust your own tefias ayin better than your own simonim, even. But you want to know if you could be machzer in aveda? You can't be because tefias ayin, you have no verification. He's just saying it's his, so you have no verification on that. Unless he's a turba merabanan, and turba merabanan, he's not a rami, so you could believe him and then give him back the tefias ayin. A she'en kein simonim, at least he's guessing something. He's saying you have a way of testing it. So mainly, he's saying something specific, okay?
But Tamil Chacham, you would not give that to Simonim because Simonim is a weaker identifier. In other words, it's a problem, not what you said before. You were there before. The problem with the with Simon and with the Simon is that we don't assume that there's two of the same object. We just don't trust the person.
Right, but Tam Chacham, you do.
But Tam Chacham, you don't trust. You only trust him with the Simon. You don't trust him with Simon.
Well, no, of course you cannot worse than anyone else. What do you mean?
No. If you hold Simon and Blav the Yeraisa and mid the Yeraisa, Tam Chacham comes.
No, you would give Simon a stama.
Why?
The same as Tfiasayim.
What? You just said it's worse than Tfiasayim. We don't kill on Tfiasayim. We only kill with Tfiasayim.
Yeah, but the way we're learning, there's no tzad that Simon don't really identify it. It's just a chash v'shaka. You don't have that on our tzumim rabbana.
By the case of.
No, obviously, you have to reach a higher threshold for Misa, could be.
So then, how do you have a right? You don't have a right to show you have it back. You don't have a
right
that we're considering. In
other words... Okay, I have a right from the Ramban. You could have learned like that. Yeah, without the Ketzos, you could have learned like that. But,
So according to Rashi, he has a Summa Lekibesh thing.
Tfiasayim
is not enough, because
you
can
suspect. What's he
suspecting
for? Himself.
It's
himself.
Same as Gezrik.
It's for himself. It's
that's
not
the right
that
Rashi brought for Abedah that it doesn't work. So why did it work by a Summa? Or any
he's saying that if Rashi says Nafsha Shalom is so he's saying Hoa Dinarais, the Gemara says there, and Rashi brings down.
I wanted to know about the meat. How can you recognize your own meat? Because you could have a svar against yourself that Mishum Chamin Amamun. If I want to have my meat that I just found, obviously I'm no game of double. I want this to be my meat. I don't want to lose any more money.
I descend, but you're also asking.
Kind of
that. That's different than Pshat is. I really want this watch that I can't ever afford. You know. Whatever it is. I hear all these questions. I'm just, you know, it's a good point. Now, let's move on to the next point. So now that's the advantage of Tfiasayim and the whole.
All those cases for yourself. You have to determine for yourself. If you know it's true.
Right. Mistama means for yourself,
you
but your
yourself,
only question
not,
is, I want to know, halachically, is this enough to rely on? I'm not asking someone else to believe me. Halachically, this is enough to rely on. That's the point.
So I'm going to need more clarity in trying to get an Aveda from someone else who's holding it? I mean, to Zion?
No, only for a Tzorba Marabonim, we're saying. Right? Now, so back here, right, someone else can't, the Shemir Aveda has the responsibility to determine with a higher level, okay? Yeah, that's what you say. Fine. Now, let's get a little further. So now, the Gemara is Masufik. Do you say Simanim Deraisa? Do you say Simanim Derabonim? Now, what are we talking about? I heard the Olim talking different levels of simanim. Not you know, the Gemara here makes a mention that there's one level called the simen muvak. The Gemara says a simen muvak, which is a very specific simen. A simen muvak is deraisa l'kuli alma. What's a simen muvak? Simen muvak is nekev yesh. The Gemara calls it nekev yesh boi b'tzaros ploini. There's in the get. There's a hole on top of one of the letters. A hole in the star.
Very specific.
So it's a very specific thing that nobody would really recognize other than the owner, right? So that's kuli alma deraisa. Why? Because it's impossible to guess that. And also that means that there's no way that if I'm not the owner, I would know that. Even if the guy sits next to me in shul. Even if I would have seen the get from a distance. There's no way I would know that without intimate knowledge of the item. Okay, so it comes out from the Gemara that there are three levels of simanim. There's something called you were saying a chivra of just the color. Okay, a white shirt. A guy says I lost a shirt. All right, so white. White shirt, green shirt, blue shirt. That's not a simon at all because that doesn't identify it at all. Then there's a higher level of a simon, which does identify it. However, other people other than the owner could know that. Okay, so for example, let's say I say there's a pen, okay, a blue pen. I put up a sign, lost, I found the pen. Okay, the guy comes, it's a blue pen, right? A blue Parker pen, like we were saying last time. Right?
Okay,
so
everybody has a blue
pen. Okay, so Lamaisa, you know, specific. But then there's a higher level. Then there's a higher level. Then he says, well, it's this size and that size, this, okay. So good, so that taka narrows it down. Lamaisa, That's called a good simen, but it's not a simen muvak. Simen muvak would be, he says, there's a scratch underneath, you know, right at the, a little bit off from the point, there's a scratch on one of the sides that looks like this. So only the owner would know that. Okay? So that's the level called a simen muvak. Okay? That's the level of a simen muvak. And the point of the simen muvak is that it's basically impossible for someone else to guess that. It's also impossible for someone who's not the owner to have seen that, to have knowledge of it, okay?
So the levels of simanim, how can we say a carte blanche day? What's better, simen or tvias ayin? On that type of simen, you can't say that's worse than tvias ayin. On the first three, you might be able to say that tvias ayin is better, but on that type of simen, you can't. That's a better than tvias ayin.
So this is a machlokes, you're showing how we pass it. Let's see the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah Chav Ches Amud Beis is the following. Amar es ha'aveda v'loi amar simaneha. So let's say the guy comes along and he says, there's an announcement, and he comes forward and says, I lost the item. I lost a shirt. But he doesn't say any simanim at all. Lo yitein loy. You cannot give it to him. Lo yitein loy. Lo yitein loy. Don't give it to him. V'aramai. But and aramai, so means the only way to give it to him is with a simon, right? V'aramai, but if the guy's a ramai, afapisha amar simon. Ramai means a dishonest person. Afapisha amar simonea, even if he said the simonim, lo yitain lo, don't give it to him. So a ramai, you cannot even rely on simonim. Shenemar ad drosh achicha oisai. That a Ramai, yeah, you can't even rely on Simonim. Okay, now, the Gemara has here a very interesting machlokes. We'll keep track of the cheshbon here. Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, did we ever think about what is the process, how you announce a simon? How do you announce an aveda? Do you just say, lost item found at Kolel, or lost item found? Do you just say lost item found, or do you say pen found, shirt? Do you speak out the item? What's the svar as both ways? The svar to say the item is because then it's more likely that the guy who lost it will actually find it, will actually come back to you. So the only way to... it's much more likely that the guy will be able to come forward if you say what item. Oh, you know what? Lost shirt. One second. Taka, where's that shirt? So it will make it more likely that he'll be able to come forward. But the disadvantage of saying it is that it makes the ramai...
Open season.
It makes the ramai, hey, I'm in the mood of a shirt. And then he's going to start, well, lost shirt at the Kolel. Yeah, of course it's white. What other color would be, right? Oh, yeah, and I just heard some guys saying there's a sale on this brand online, 29. So now that, okay, it's that brand, white shirt, okay, narrowed it down. Now, what size? Okay, most guys are about this size. So you're opening it up to allowing a ramai open field.
Or the ramai would have heard that somebody else would be
Matapis. Right, or the ramai. Since if you just say lost items, he lost it. But you say lost shirt, he says, 1 second, that guy just said he lost a shirt. That's probably the shirt that is being announced. And I know this guy, Simon, because I know these guys' shirts. So it's going to open up more likelihood for the Ramai.
The guy, he asks him, what's the money do you have? And you say, oh, no, it had a different
role. So the question is do you make it easier for the guy to get his stuff back, or do you make it harder?
To protect the Ramai.
Yeah.
From Ramai.
I wish you didn't know he's a Ramai somehow.
No, from Ramai in general. Do you make it easier? Do you make it easier to give back, but that means that automatically it's going to be easier also for a Ramai to, right?
To say that you know that there's a Ramai in the community.
No, I'm not, no. Itmar, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Aveda Tamachris. Rabbi Yehuda says, you just say Aveda. You just say something. Rabbi Nachman, Omar, Glima Machris. You say shirt. Okay, we pass like Rabbi Nachman. So Yehuda Amar Aveda Tamachris, Di'i Amrit Glima Machris, if he says the shirt, Chashin Al Ramai, it will be much easier for a Ramai, Ramai is a dishonest person, to come forward. Rabbi Nachman Amar Glima Machris, L'Ramai Lo'i Chashinan, Dimkein Ein Ladav Rasoif. I want to get the thing back to the guy. How am I going to get? How am I going to get the item back to him otherwise? Now, says the Gemara, very simple. Cheshbon. Tanan. Amar es ha'aveda v'loy amar es simaneha. Let's say, what was the first line in the Mishnah? If someone announces, if someone comes forward and says, this is my aveda, but he didn't say the simanim, then he's not. Then you can't give it back to him. Now, if the guy announcing it announced what the aveda was, and what's the chiddush of the Mishnah?
It's got to be.
So the Mishnah's mashma that when you announce, you just announce a lost item. And the Gemara's Mishnah's havamina was maybe when the guy comes forward and says which item it is, that would be enough. So the Gemara says, but that's only good if you say that you announce aveda. But if you announce the shirt itself, then what would be the havamina that the guy says?
I found a shirt.
You already announced that,
right?
If you say that when you announce aveda kamashmal and avakav damar glima kilo amasimana l'marginalei, that even though he said that it was a shirt, you don't give it back. Ella yamet glima machris. But if you say that you announced in the first place that a shirt was lost, so amar iu glima, he announced shirt. Va'amar iu glima, he announced shirt. Is it a chiddush that you don't give it back? So Amar of Safra, and this is the main point here. Really, that's what we're passing. When you make the announcement, you announce that you lost a shirt. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Amar iu glima v'amar iu simanim. Umaylo Amar, he did say simanim. Umaylo Amar simaneha. What does it mean? He didn't say the simanim. Lo Amar simanim muvhakim shabah. So the Mishnah means you didn't say good simanim. So that means the Mishnah is saying that clearly that there's a level that you have to say good simanim. Okay? So there's simanim that are not good, and then there's simanim that are good. You have to say good simanim. But now if you play that out in the Mishnah, what does the end of the Mishnah say? That means a Ramai, even on that higher level simanim that we're talking about, you can't give it back. Because we just said that that a Ramai, whatever you would give back to a regular person, you can't give it back to a Ramai. So now, so let's just keep that clear. That means a lower level simon, no one gets. A higher level simon, you could give back, but a Ramai doesn't even get on a higher level simon.
What's the chashash by a lower level simon? We're worried that there's two of the same items, or we're worried the guy's lying? If we're not worried about two unique items.
No, the stuff of lower level simon is not a simon bachla. It doesn't describe the item at all.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of white shirts.
We're not saying white shirts. No, we're saying it's not good enough. It's good enough. We're saying there's a certain level of something.
Oh, there's a certain level of something, yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're not choshes for Ramai, but if that is a Ramai, then we will be choshes.
Ever.
It's possible for there to be a Ramai. We're not choshes, right? Now,
so you have to have a whole drisha before you even talk about the Aveda and the Simanis to determine if he's a Ramai.
No. The way you dirish the Ramois is by requesting a proper simon.
That flushes them out.
But if you know he's a Ramai, you can't give it back even with simon. Now, the problem is that.
Can a guy never do tshuva? Like,
the problem is, remember we spoke about that there's three levels of simon. Right? There's just saying white shirt, there's saying white. Macy's whatever shirt, and then they're saying has a serial number, a scratch right here, whatever. So which level is it that the Mishnah is talking about that you need, and which one does a Ramai not help for? Okay, so this is a machlik between the Rambam and the Rush. We're going to say Pshat now according to the Shach. Okay, there's a big machlik between the Shach and the Sma. What's the machlik between the Rambam and the Rush? Okay, so we're going to go with the Shach's Pshat. And we're going to go like the Rush, because that's the Ramah passing is like the Rush. Okay? So we're going to say the Shach's Pshat and the Rush, which is a pretty good way of, pretty smooth way. And if you lose something, hope that an Ashkenazi guy finds it, because if it's a Sephardi guy, then he's going to go with the Rambam, and you're not getting back your item so fast. Okay? So the Ramah passing is like the Rush, and the way you read the Mishnah is the middle level simon. The middle level simon is what you need. Okay? Which means you don't have to say neck of Yesh Bo Sado is plenty. You don't have to say there's a scratch on it. You could say, look, it's this size shirt, and it's a shirt is not a great example, but basically like a pretty accurate simon, but it doesn't have to be so less.
Is this the same as the
it's still something.
Trust them, you think if they're Talmid Chacham, do they this even for normal people, or is it only for Talmid Chacham?
No, this would have been for normal people according to the Mishnah. So normal people, a regular simon would have been enough. A Rami would have needed the higher level simon, like it, that it literally it has a rip on this side that no one other than the owner could know that.
So in that case, you have to know the guy is a Rami when he speaks. Because we said a second ago.
Even
that
if he's a Rami, you can give it back to him if he identifies it with that level of a simon.
Oh.
But someone that's not a Rami, you could use a normal simon. Most people.
How do you figure out the guy's a Rami?
He has a reputation being a Rami.
He has done this before.
You're not Boydik. You know that he's a Rami. Now, the problem is like this, so again, according to the Mishnah, the way we paskin, you could have given it back with a regular simon, but for a Rami, you need the highest level simon possible, which means it needs to have like a rip. He identifies it with a rip in the corner or something like that. Otherwise, even if he identifies it with something, which seems to be like you were saying, that it has initials on your sleeve. So initials on your sleeve is a pretty good simon, but someone other than the owner could know about that.
And someone else could have those same initials.
Exactly. So now that's what it means. It means if he's a Rami, don't give it back.
You know he's a Rami.
Yeah, in this case, that drasha, the Gemara makes another drasha later. Now, the problem is like this. If you look where we left off in the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, by the two dots there, right before the second mission on the page, it says, Tanur Rabbanan, Bar Yishayna, Komi Sha'avdulai Aveda, originally, anyone who lost an Aveda, Yinesin Simon of Anatla. Like we said in the Mishnah, you can give a Simon and take your Aveda. But Misha Rabba Ramoyim, once a lot of Ramoyim showed up, Hiskinu Shiu Oimim Loi, Tsev Ave Edim, Delav Ramay Atuto. It means Chazal made a takana that you have to be choishish, everyone is a Rami. No, Tzurban Rabbanan not. Tzurban Rabbanan that you give back with Tzvias Ayin, for sure you give back with Simonim. And nowadays, the Shach says that any person in Samachom is Becheskas that. So we're not talking about that. But a regular person, you have to assume is a Rami now. So that means that now you can no longer give back with the middle level Simon. You can only give it back with the highest level Simon. So what that means is, if a guy lost a shirt, like you said, so guy lost a shirt, and a guy comes and says, oh, it's a white shirt, that's not a simon at all. Even if he says it's a 15 and a half, whatever, that's not a simon at all, we said last week, because even if we said midah is a midah, the size of something is a simon, but not standard sizes like that, that's not a simon at all. Then the guy comes and says, no, well, I had my initials here, MS. Right? That's still not enough. Because even though that's a higher level simon, okay, it identifies the item, but it doesn't take away the possibility that maybe there was another person saw that you lost that shirt. So therefore, it's not unique to the owner. So therefore, nowadays, unless it's a Tamo Chacham, you won't be able to give it back with that simon. What you need is something that only the owner could know. So he would have to say, well, there's a rip in the back left corner of the shirt. And that's something only the owner would be aware of. So only that's the only simon you could give back an item with. So Lemaisa, the way we're going nowadays.
It's pretty humble then.
Right now, Sfardim, according to the Shach, hold like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that basically, even that highest level simon, you can't give back. Even a rip on the thing, you have to have Edim. You need Edim. You need Edim. According to the Rambam, you need Edim. So if a Sephardi guy, I'm assuming it goes by the guy who found it, not by the guy who's claiming it's his. So if the guy who found it is a Sephardi, good luck getting your thing back. Right? Because he's going to pass him like that. What?
But you have to be a Sephardi for all other halachas too. Don't simply be a Sephardi.
If the guy who lost it and the guy who found it are both Sephardi, then he's not going to be able to pull that. be making like they're up for me, you know?
Does this shed any light on the way Hillel says that you don't want to do what someone else, you don't do someone's will, you want to be done to you, and I'm claiming to get my object, and now you're saying, oh, you need all these different halakhas for you to.
No, because the whole point of doing that is so that you don't give it to the wrong person. It's right to protect the real owner.
There's an assumption that the real owner is a bucky in every single thing that he owns. He knows it in and out.
Okay, so I saw Rabbi Badner say the following. Rabbi Badner says the following. There's a Gemara that says the following. There's a Gemara that says, if you hold Simonim as Derabbanon, this is very interesting. So you hold Simonim as Derabbanon. So the Gemara says, so what's Takim Pshat that you're allowed to give it back with Simonim? So the Gemara said over here is because people made a takana amongst themselves. that they said, look, if you're always going to need Adam to get something back, we're never going to get anything back. So since we're never going to get anything back, I would rather take the risk of you giving my item to the wrong person for the one chance that I lose something. I want to get it back, that and I won't have Adam. So I would rather let the halacha be that you could be more lenient so that I can get my thing back with witnesses. Even if someone else may give simanim and take it away from me.
I totally hear that.
What? So, but the Gemara says that's only true if you hold simanim derabanan. But we're passing simanim derai, so we don't have that thing. So Rabbi Banner says that someone wanted to taina that nowadays people don't know their items to this degree.
Because we have too much stuff.
Also, it's not homemade. It's like you buy it from the store. Most of our stuff doesn't have simanim.
There's barcodes if you really want to get.
Okay, I'm saying, but who knows that?
No, that's my point.
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
That's my point.
No one really has simanim because all your simanim is that I have.
Every 14 and a half is the same barcode.
No. Serial number. You mean serial number. You mean serial number.
Nowadays,
in those days, every person would sew their own shirt, right? But they make their own pants. Nowadays, everyone's... So now it's just a shiloh of which store did you buy it? It's not a shiloh of what item it is. So nowadays, come on, no, see one. So this guy wanted to taina. Rabbi Bodner is quoting Talmud Chacham Echad, and he said that this guy wanted to taina that nowadays that nothing has simanim. We should be back to that takan of Chazal. Any guy that basically says that he has a simon on it, that everyone would agree that you should give it back, and all the owners would agree to that. But obviously, when this was presented to Rabbi Yashiv, he said, "You can't, if you were Chazal, maybe you could do that such a thing, but otherwise you have to stick to what it says in the Gemara." So
it's a good svara, but it's not going to override.
It's not
going to
override.
Something in your house, you know that it's from yes one, yes two, or yes three. What is it? Your friend, wherever you need to, you know that's another Rama. Maybe it's neither of Chacham Lai, but this is like okay. I need to start.
I say basically beisvad lechachamim.
What's the hero meal? So then when we cross, okay, this is mine. No, wait a minute. Give me this money.
Okay, so no. So I saw in this safer.
Here.
No, so first of all, if you yourself know that it's his. How do I know that it's his? Because this thing is a toy that a 2-year-old plays with, and these are the only people that had a 2-year-old that came to my house in the last month. So I know it's theirs. And they don't have simanim, but I know it's theirs. So if you know it's theirs, you can give it back. There's no question about that. Without simanim. It's an Aveda, but they don't know where it is. But I know that it's theirs. I found it. I know it's theirs. So if you know it's theirs, whatever way you know. So there's a very interesting, he says a very interesting psak here. And I thought it was interesting. And then I looked in the source, and he doesn't have a source. He made it up. But, what? He says a big chiddush here. He says, if you have something, which has no value to anyone other than the real owner. Okay? So a photograph, a family picture, or whatever. Or he says even he says keys, house keys. A key ring.
Your brother had any keys.
No, a key ring. Go figure out which house it's to. Right? A key ring. There's no value to a key ring. Except for the owner of the house, okay? He says parts of a beged. If you don't have the dress that the bow is missing from, then you don't need the bow. One cufflink, right? Yeah. So if there's something, what for? Who's gonna buy it? Then it had an intrinsic value. But if it's fake and it's worth $5 as a set. So Pshat is so now the I'm saying, but for the owner he wants it back, and then the guy claims it's his. he tines you can give it back without a siman. Now, Kach Nir Lani Az Daiti, this guy wrote a sefer on Shavas Aveda. His name was Rabbi Rosenblatt. What's the difference? But the point is, what?
Well, I mean, what is it? What is the play?
But he doesn't have any makar for it, but it's a pretty interesting svara. So, you know, so he says, that's why.
Would that work for a rabbi too?
He wants to be miyashiv, the minig olam, that people in yeshivas and all sorts of stuff, you go to the bulletin board, and when people find things, they like hang it up
hang
there.
They hang keys,
USB, whatever, all the whatever, a random stuff. They'll hang it on the board. So he says, what are they hanging on the board for? Because those items, he says, to miyashiv the minig olam is. Those items have no value other than to the owner. No one's going to pull it off the board unless it's the owner's. So therefore, I think my chiyuv is to get it back to him, and he is allowed to just be neman on it. So mamela, I'm allowed to put it there because there's an assumption that no one else other than the owner will take it.
So there's no makor for that. What the yeshiva people were doing.
So he made it up. It's a good svara.
Some people made it up even before that. The people who put it on the board made that halacha up.
They didn't write a sefer on Hilchos Shavuos Aveda. So I don't know if they know the din.
So
A lost and found, we'll see. Maybe that's an oifen of achraza.
Like the call, this is everything will be after this. And before that, you can pick it up from here and salsa. Everyone can just go there.
Yeah, I have a stender.
Okay, we'll talk about moistness and stuff like that at one point. Yeah, I don't know when exactly. We'll get to that. But Al Kofanim, what it comes out is that once you learn this Gemara, then you need a higher level siman, and you learn the Gemara says that everyone is becheskas. You have to be choshish their Rama unless they're a Talmud Chacham. So it comes out even for Ashkenazim that are more mekel. This is like the Shach's pshat. You have to give up with the siman muvak. Siman muvak means that a very specific siman that only the owner would know. So let's say.
It's much easier to become a Talmud Chacham.
Okay.
How do you know
if they don't.